You know, Father, set a fire down in my soul that I cannot control. You know, Holy Spirit, raise up in me and let me be all that God's called me to be. Amen. You know, that's, and I shared that recently too. That's my cry to God. God, don't let my heart grow cold. And Lord, just let your compassion come upon me if I have compassion for others. And, I mean, to where that we don't worry about anything. We just take it to the cross. Amen? When we hear something, okay. You know, when we hear something bad going on, the devil just exposed his hand, did he not? I don't know if you ever played poker or anything. I'd never played too much of it. It's terrible, wasn't it? But when someone would cough and lay their hand out, like, oh, they got three aces, you know. That's what the devil does. He will show his hand. He is so arrogant. He is so both like, nobody can stop me. And I tell you, and he's showing his hand more and more. It does not cause us to fear. It causes us to go in prayer. Remember, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. And we pray to the Lord. We speak his word out. And that's how he's defeated. That's how Satan is defeated. We shall not fear. Oh, we got to change that into, okay, devil, come against my family. I'm going to speak the word of God. I'm going to pray they're going to be delivered and not give up. You know, we're still praying for our brothers and sisters in Hades, the ones from Berlin and Millersburg area. They've been hostage now for probably about a month, that they're going to be released. Praying for the boldness to be a witness. And the way they're living their life right now is a great testimony to all, even their enemies. And, well, why? Why does God let this happen? Well, his desire is that not one person would perish, but come to full knowledge of God. And so, through this, they're testifying to a lot of folks over in Hades that would never encounter a Christian. They would never hear that truth. And as this goes on, I mean, when they put this in the news, it's put in there to scare us to death, okay? But I shall have no fear. We know God is working with them, so I've been continuing to pray for their strength, to continue to be a witness to the Lord, and I keep praying, okay, God, for them to be delivered, brought out. And their captives, the ones who have them captive right now, the enemy, will come to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And that just takes us to recognize what the devil is doing, and standing on the word of God and don't let fear take us over. You know, fear can freeze a person, you know what to do. And if we already know that these things will be taking place in these days, when it takes place, gather our thoughts and get back into prayer and speak out the word. I mean, again, that's what we've been doing. I mean, sluggish for a while every day we did, but boy, just, you know, we listen to the news, the Christian news, and hear what's going on in the world, and we gather with the commentators, we pray, and I want to give God the glory for Virginia. I praise Him for Virginia, for the election. You know what I'm saying? They through prayer and intercession, they cast down that guy who believed in transgenders and people going in your daughter's bathroom and CRT, all that stuff. That God raised up a person that stands for our country and stands for God and stands up for what our Constitution says. So I'm telling you, it's not over with yet. Yeah, just seems that they're trying to tear it down, you know. And we saw in New Jersey that God raised up a truck driver to unheart the opposition, been sitting there for 20 years. And so God is moving. I'm telling you what, it's awesome, you know. His people's moving today. And also, when I sat back down there, I forgot knowledge. And Mr. Domer, for all your help also, I appreciate it. I was talking about people in the ministry. He took his car and turned it into a donut car for a while, so he was picking up all the donuts and stuff, you know. But still able to share the love of Jesus today. So it is awesome. So what we're doing, what we're involved in, is not in vain, you know. And when Marty was testifying about the accident, it reminded me also of my son's Chad's accident. You know, I'm a two-day-old born-again Christian. And I prayed my son for him back to college, that God keep him safe. And half hour later, he towed his car out on a deer. But he was safe. You know, praise God. And then I think Jim Gross gave us his old car. We took parts off of his and rebuilt Chad. I think it was how we did that, you know. So, yeah. So when you pray and you speak out over your children, your loved ones, when your word goes out, man, the angels are dispatched to see them words come through. God's word, you know, so amen. I mean, if we could ever just pull back the heavenly for a moment and see the angels around us right now, man, you talk about being encouraged a lot more. You see the size of these guys, you know? And they're there to protect us and watch over us as we speak out and follow the Master. So, amen. But today we're going to break bread together and remember Jesus, what he did for us. Amen. I just want to share from the book of Luke. The doctor had it documented with Jesus. And when he gathered around the table for what we call the Last Supper, and it was the last time that the Master would eat with his folks together and break bread. And it says in the 22nd chapter of Luke, verse 14, and very familiar. You're welcome to turn there if you want to, but this is where Luke had it documented what Jesus was saying around the table that night. And of course, we look at the table and we look at what he said, and we have a great idea of what took place that night. But when Jesus was talking to the disciples, he already told them that he was going to be killed, and he's going to lay his life down, and they didn't understand it yet. So Jesus did this, I believe, to encourage them later on and remind them who he is and what he did for them. And then 2,000 years later, we're looking at the same thing that Jesus told the disciples. And he says in Luke 14, "And when the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table, and the apostles were with them. And he said to them, 'I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.' And we had taken a cup and given thanks. He said, 'Take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes.' And we had taken some bread and given thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' Then in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, 'This cup, which is poured out for you in the new covenant, in my blood.'" So if we look at who Jesus is, and look at what he said. Okay, he took the cup, it represented his blood, right? Okay. Then he took the bread, which represents his body. And what did he do first? He gave thanks to God. Folks, he wasn't thanking for the juice and for the bread to eat. "Thank you, God, for my body that you've given me. Thank you, God, that I can lay my life down for the sins of this world. Thank you, God, that I can be obedient to your word." He was thanking because that represented him. He's saying, "Thank you for my body. Thank you for the strength you've given me. Thank you for the calling on my life." Wow. And us today, as we follow him, may that be the same thing in our hearts. "Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for my body. Oh, I thank you, God, for Jesus. I thank you for the covenant I have with Jesus." You know, we have been called to do the same as the Master's done. Amen? And I know it's completely opposite of the way the world is. Because the world will raise you up is all about yourself. You know? You need more stuff. What kind of stuff? You just need more stuff. Stuff. Yes. You are the opposite of the world. You got to buy designer clothing in order to be somebody. You got to have this type of car to be somebody. Certain type of house to be somebody. Man, that's what... Well, no. We have everything we need through Jesus Christ. Because he has called us to be his representative. You're the ambassador of Jesus. Now, designer clothes, that's fine. A new car, that's fine. A new house is fine, okay? But we don't find ourselves worth in that, right? We find our self-worth in Jesus. Amen? But the world will make you think you got to have all this stuff to be somebody. And you can never be a greater somebody than what you are right now in Christ Jesus. But he was thanking the Father that God had given him a body. Because Jesus was a spirit, as God is in the Holy Spirit. But God loved us so much, he allowed his Son to come into human form, into a body. Into a body that he knew was going to suffer. He knew he was going to be beaten. He knew that they were going to hate him, pull his beard out. And he even knew that the people that he came to rescue was going to mock him. They were going to turn their backs on him. They were going to say all kind of lies about him. And he still did it. Think of that. And he was thankful that he was able to do what he did. That's why the gospel tells, and Brother Paul says, man, be thankful. And Jesus says, when people persecute you for his name's sake. Because when somebody comes against you for following Christ, you know you're in the right place. Amen? I mean, we all sit here and preach to one another, could we not? We all could read scriptures back and forth. Yeah, man, awesome. You know, go out there and boom, come back next Sunday and stuff like that. But, and that is an encouragement for one another. But man, when we're out there and Christ lives in us, and you're being persecuted, you're being rejected by people, you know you're exactly in the right place. I believe if you go in some place today and like somebody testifying how people say, oh, you're a Christian, aren't you? And you walk in some place today and somebody starts cussing you out for being a follower of Jesus. When you stand up for the moral that Christ has given us, when you stand up what the Bible says about life and about husband and wife, when you do that and someone cusses you out, then you know exactly who you need to be praying for. Because you just stepped on somebody's toes, right? And now we don't fight with flesh and blood. It's powers and principalities that we go against. So we know who they're following. Or as Jesus says, we know who their father is. The father is the devil. And so when we find that, again, what happens is Satan is showing his cards. Amen? He's showing his cards. It's like us, we should never have a closet Christian, put it that way. Okay? And where we go, we take Christ with us. And people can see how you react, what you do. And for you to be an ambassador of Jesus, you represent Jesus Christ here on this earth. Wow. He trusts you with that. And wherever you go, take me with you. You know, and he cautions us. He says, now listen, if you're going to deny me in front of your friends, I'll deny you in front of the Father. Okay, just give a heads up, you know. Because denying him is how you get out of persecution. You know that? When you're involved, now, we all have times where we should have said something and we didn't, okay? We grow, amen? Okay, but given the opportunity and the Holy Spirit moves upon you to share Jesus and we say, oh, I'm not going to do it. We just deny Christ. And again, when someone's opposing you, that's who we've been called to. Now, wisdom, yes. If Charlie starts cussing me out for follower of Jesus, okay, I'm not going to jump on the horse and say, listen, I'm going to tell you about Jesus. No, I'm going to start praying for Charlie. You know, and next time I encounter Charlie, how you doing? You know, I've seen it happen so many times in my life. Have opposition against me because of Jesus. And then I start praying. And sometimes it's been a couple, 3 years, and the heart is softened. And they come to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. But that's what he wants us to do, is thank God every day, I believe, for our bodies. Because who lives in our bodies? Jesus. Thank you, Lord, I'm still here representing you. You know, let my heart be your heart. And like you guys were singing there earlier, you know, God, put this fire down in my soul. This world is ugly. A lot of stuff is going on. But give me your fire because I know what you want. You want people to come to you. If you had a family member, a son or daughter that was rebellious and they were out there just doing all kinds of things, how grateful you would be if someone would go and speak with them. Oh, they won't listen to you. Amen. But if someone would go and speak to them and bring them around, you'd be so happy, so thankful. And that's how God sees the world today. Okay? His heart breaks when you see where the world is today, how people fall for the lies and deceptions and stuff. And man, when we go and we can share, we pray pray for these folks, it blesses God so much. Because it's heartbreaking. I know we see a lot of evil, and we've seen a lot of stuff over the years. People put to death. We've seen anything. What do you want to see? And it still breaks God's heart. If our law says, okay, because of this, you are to give up your life. Even through that, it breaks God's heart. But the difference that you and I can make because of Jesus, He said, hey, listen, guys, I give my life, I died in order to rescue you. Now I want you to follow me and do the same thing. Die to the selfishness that we're born in, and the greed that we can be born in, okay? And live for Him. And that's how we change the world, one at a time. We saw the Master at the cross, even the thief crucified with Him. And one time they're making fun of Him, you know? If you read the Scripture, they're making fun of Him. But man, what happened? That turning point, which you all know what it is, I'll share it again. And they're all insulting Him. Jesus is beat to a pulp. They said He looked like raw hamburger hanging there. And He said His words, Father, forgive them. And that pierced the heart of the one who was being crucified with Him. And they acknowledge Him. And I said them, Father, forgive them. He said, Father, forgive them for what they've done because they came against Him. See, they thought they could kill what God was doing, though, Josh, with Jesus. Devil thought, I'll put you to death. And that's the worst thing he did, was to crucify Jesus. And the best thing that happened for us. And so as he did that, through all this pain and suffering, he was gone. He still reached out. Boom. And then later on, one of the guards said, man, truly, this is the Son of God. So what he went through, God used it for His glory. And brought more and more people into the kingdom. So we can do the same as people come against us and they reject the gospel. We need to continue to love them and share the truth because they're just someplace we were at one time ourselves. And we got to make sure that speech, writing, whatever it might be that we're doing, that we put God first in all that we do. Because He wants to reach out to the people who's opposing us, you know? The devil loves to get you to react in a way that would be detrimental to your witness for the Lord. You know, people start screaming in your face. He wants you to scream back. He wants you to cuss Him out. He wants you to get bold. Ah. But we already know what He's trying to do, right? He's trying to take away your witness for the Lord. So we already know what He's going to do. So we need to continue to pray. God, keep my heart soft. God, may I represent You. Father, put that fire down in my soul. Help me to be a great witness for You today. Because lives into Your kingdom is depending upon that. And then, boom. Hey, if it gets too rough, shut off your computer. You know, if you just can't help yourself, oh, I'm going to get so angry, shut it down. Our response should always be some type of biblical response. If someone says they believe this way here, and by gosh, blah, 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 boom. Find the Scripture and say, yeah, but you know, the Word of God says this. That's all you got to do. The Word of God says this. Let them read the Word. Let them open the Bible up and see what it says. Let them have God speak to them. And they're not arguing with you then. They're arguing with who? God. They're not going to win the argument. Amen? But that's what the Master did. Round the table, He broke your bread and drank from the cup. So this represents Me. I'm trusting in You. I'm giving my life up for You. He died. Poured His blood out for us. That we may be redeemed. And He's asking us in our world that we live in, the people around us, just represent Him. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank You so much for Your Son, Jesus. We thank You, God, for the love that You have for us, that You sent Jesus to come in human form, to suffer and take our punishment, to pay the price of our sins. And through that, You brought healing to our bodies, our spirit and our soul, Father. As we break bread today and drink from the cup, Jesus, as You said to do, in remembrance of You, we're so grateful for what You've done for us. And we just call upon You today in the Holy Spirit to continue to strengthen us. Help us lay down more and more of ourselves and pick up more and more of You. that we get to represent you on, here on planet Earth. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the healing that comes through Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for the future you've given us, not just here, but forever, that we live right now to your kingdom. And God, our desire is to do what your word says, that your kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. So, Father, to you be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Every scripture is given to us for guidance and strength. And I think about our brothers and sisters around the world right now that are, some are in chains right now, some are in jail. Some have been executed because of them. And when I read in the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, and I think about them, it just really it makes me so proud of those who are standing on the Word of God, who are not compromising their faith, and sharing His love. Sharing His love. And what we have documented in Romans really give us instructions here at the church. It says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. And I just wonder how many times that they're able to have a Bible with them or have this put to their spirit. How many times they read that over to encourage themselves? How many times look at the Word of God and say, okay, man, I'm not gonna do what they want me to do. I'm not gonna lash out. I'm not gonna cuss them out. I'm gonna share your love. Well, how many times did they call upon God to give them the strength and bring that peace over them to be a great witness? I just wondered. See, when we look at the Word of God, and we are born again, and we look in John 14:6, which is another very familiar passage, and Jesus makes this statement, that I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through me. And when we hear that, and amen, I agree. And that's the statement right there, that no one is going to escape the grasp of the devil. No one is going to escape hell except through Jesus. He is the only way, because he is the truth and the life. So if he is the only way, he is the truth, and he is the life. That's what we're called to share, amen? In our own life, you know, that, hey, he is my way, the truth, and the life. Only way to the Father is through him. And for others, to know the way, we have to share the gospel, amen? Either by speaking it or by living it. And I believe our brothers and sisters, again, around the world who are in chains, who are in prison today, and they are still lifting up the name of Jesus. They're still worshiping Jesus. They're still giving him glory. And these people are looking at him, the captor, looking at him, man, what's going on here? All this stuff, we ain't fed you in 4 days. We got rats in your cell. We got you chained. We beat you every once in a while. And you're still speaking kind words to me? You're still worshiping this? Wow, it speaks to them. It really does. Tears down the wall that the devil has. And nothing infuriates the devil more than lose somebody he's got. Amen? And that's why he raises up against us. But if you see in the scripture time and time again, when Satan raises up against God's church, and we stay faithful to God, God uses that around, turns it around as a beating stick against the devil. That he loses more territory coming after those who are rooted in the Word of God. Because he's coming after your testimony. He's coming after you the way you live your life. He wants you to fall down. He wants you to blow it in front of other people. He wants us to get so mad that stuff comes out of our mouth that we thought was gone, okay? But remember, if that does happen, and we can't mess up, amen, we can't go back to the old man for a second, don't think it's that you blew it and walk away from God. Because you take that incident you had, and you go to that person that you did that to, and you say, listen, I don't agree with you, but I was wrong. I should never, ever said them words. Please forgive me. Wow. You're being a witness for God again. You and I are not perfect. We have a desire to be perfect. We are righteous because of Jesus. But again, whatever Satan brings against us, God will use it for His glory and to set other people free. The world wants you to respond the way they respond. They want you to have an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But Jesus said, nah, don't do that. He says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. All these things that's taking place in our country today is going to be down. I'm telling you. We're seeing more and more being exposed. Amen? I mean, even the evil has been going through, you back 3 or 4 elections ago, those people are being illuminated. Not eliminated, illuminated. This evil they've been behind is being exposed more and more and more. And that's what we need. People's sins, they have to be recognized first. And once they're recognized, that leaves room for repentance. And that's what God wants. He wants that repentance. He wants everyone to come to know His knowledge. But He's also a God of justice. And these people will be held accountable. They will be held accountable. But even during that, we must continue to intercede and pray that their hearts be open and they will come and see the truth. Amen? One more scripture yet I would like to share with you that I think really encourages our brothers and sisters. In 2 Corinthians 5, 14, 15. And this is a great reminder for us. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, it says, for the love of Christ controls us. Think of that. His love for us wraps around and controls us as we follow Him. His love. Never forgetting the love that He has for us. Never forgetting the love that He showed us. And we read about in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that those who believe in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. And that God did not send the Son into the world to condemn us, but that we might be saved through that. That's John 3:16 and 17. But that for the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. What he's saying is that Christ died for everyone. And when we come to Him, we die also. We die also to the things of the world. No doubt, in His flesh, Jesus would rather be anywhere than that cross. Amen? He'd rather been anywhere than having His beard plucked out. Having a set of thorns beaten into His head. But He chose to do that for us. And for us to do the same thing. He died to His self and let His Spirit lead Him. And for us the same way. That we would die to the things of this world and let the Spirit of God lead us. As you pray for your enemies, God is leading you. As you pray for those who persecute you, you're letting God work through you. Because your prayers are very powerful. And again, what the devil wants to do is shut you down. He wants you to quit interceding and praying for loved ones, lost souls. He wants you to quit praying for your enemies. And sometimes you get a thought, oh, I give up. Okay. Well, that's not from the Lord. Amen? And when you get that feeling, I'm going to give up, you just pray a little bit harder. Because you know you're getting closer and closer to the victory. In verse 15, it says, and He died for all. So those who live would no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died and rose on their behalf. And that's His request. That's what our brothers and sisters are doing today. In chains, out of chains. And that's what He instructs us to do that. Make sure that we just don't live for ourselves. Again, don't take it out of context. He still wants you to eat, you know. Susan, take a shower, you know. Well, you said, yeah, you know what I'm saying, okay? But that we live to do His works. We live to represent Him. And you guys do it so fantastic. Sometimes it's a card, sometimes it's a phone call. It's prayer, it's smiles, it's a bowl of soup. You know, it just, that's what He wants us to do. Don't let the world take that away. That way we'll bring God to glory. Amen? Amen. I'd like to pray now for the persecuted church. And if you just pray in agreement with me, amen, or whatever you want to pray, how God leads you. But our prayers are very, very powerful. Because I remember Peter when he was in jail. Remember he was in jail the second time. And the Bible says the church gathered and they prayed fervently. And there's some guys chained. There's no way out of it. Next thing you know, the angel of the Lord showed up. Peter walked out. And the people couldn't believe it. Hey, he answered our prayers. But that's our God. He answered the prayers of the people. Well, Father in heaven, we want to thank You so much for the Word of God. We thank You for the Word that we have that we may read. We thank You for the Holy Spirit that brings us understanding that Word. Again, we want to thank You that we have been called out of darkness into the light. And Father, we want to be bold and share that, no matter where we're at, God. And God, we look at our brothers and sisters today who are in prison, who are in chains, who are being persecuted today. And we thank You so much for their life. We thank You for the life of Christ that shone upon them, that they came into Your presence, into Your kingdom. We thank You, Father God, they have a desire to represent You no matter what. So we just pray today, God, that they're strengthened, that they're uplifted. And God, that right now they know, man, they're not forgotten. And we just cast down any spirit of depression that might come over them wherever they're at today. And we just speak boldness into their life. Father, we just say that lift them. That they will continue to shine Your light and speak the truth. And God, for their enemies who got them in captive today, Father, we say, man, may their hearts be softened. May they hear that word. May they hear the singing that goes on in the cell. And may it tear down the stronghold that had their enemies, their captors, wrapped up in this deceitfulness and the lies of the devil. And God, that what the devil meant for evil, Father, place in Your hand, Father God, that You use it for good. That would tear down the walls and share Your kingdom around to all those, Father, would be Afghanistan or Hades, Iraq, would be in Nigeria, wherever it might be at, Father God. Oh Lord, and those who are in darkness will come into the light. And God, we also, as Your body here in the United States, we ask for the same boldness and the love. And God, use us. Guide us on how we can help our brothers and sisters, Father. God, that all that we have, our life, every breath, belongs to You. And our desire, use everything in a way, Father, that when we enter the kingdom, when we enter heaven, God, that You'll say, man, good job, guys. Good job I gave to You and You gave to others. Whether it be our time, whatever it might be, Father. Our desire is to bring more people into the kingdom. And God, we pray today for those who are in public office. We pray, Father God, for strength. We pray for wisdom. We pray for those who stand up on Your word, who stands for this country that You established, that covenant You've given us, that they're continue to be more bold and bold. And God, that You would give them wisdom to expose more and more of the tricks of the devil. And that the eyes of the ears of this population be open. God, that the kind of like Paul, that the scales will come off their eyes that's been placed there by the devil, and they start seeing things as they are. God, we thank You, Father, that You're stimulating the hearts of mothers and fathers today, Father God, to start recognizing the evilness that's taking place, that we may stand up against this thing and cast it down in Jesus' name. Just as our brothers and sisters are on the other side of this world right now going through stuff, may we stand up for them, but also for this nation, and now allow it to get wrapped up in the things that's taking place around the world. God, we just claim this place. We claim our children for Your kingdom, our children's children, our loved ones, Father God, and we declare they all will come into the kingdom of God. Again, what the devil meant for evil, we place in Your hand, Father God, to bring You glory with it. It's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen. Amen. God is awesome. Amen.